to item 14 of the regular agenda. Important possible discussion on investment officers report for second quarter of fiscal year 2006. Mr. Hall.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is a report on the item. As required under the Public Funds Investment Act, state law, we report our investment, the results of our investment portfolio each quarter. You've received the detailed report in your booklet. I will just go over briefly and answer any questions, but I added the last, actually this slide, I'm sorry, this slide didn't have the... Okay, well, I guess, well, I'm sorry, we, with this particular slide didn't have the February 28th balance on it. I'm sorry, there's a mistake there. I realized the one I have, we didn't get it. But the February 28th, 2006, you had this information in your book. Our balance was $69.1 million. So it went up about almost $21 million from the previous quarter end. The main reason for that, again, the explanation was in your book, is primarily the bond proceeds we received in that quarter. As you remember, we issued two bond issuances that we closed in November-December timeframe, and actually it was in December, and $23 million. So the majority of that increase was attributed to that. Also, the average yield, you can see how the yields have been going up, and the new yield is up about 4.4%. So it continues to go up, as everybody knows, that the Federal Reserve has continued to increase interest rates. The Fed funds rate is at 4.75 now, and there's still discussion about whether they're going to go a little bit higher. But we're benefiting, obviously, from that, from our investment portfolio. So I apologize that we didn't have that last item on there. I didn't get the right version, I guess. Anyway, that's really all I have to report. I'll be happy to answer any questions. The detailed information consistent with what you receive each quarter is in your booklet.
Any questions, Mr. Hall? Thank you, John.